Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Anne-Marie, we're talking about my favorite sport today.
I know what your favorite sport is. You have mentioned this before. It's baseball, right?
It is baseball. And actually, we're talking about a job in baseball that was the first job I ever had.
Oh, what's that?
It's called an umpire. Essentially, it's baseball's version of a referee.
I see. Well, that's very interesting considering the title of our article today. It's called The Next Pitch: How Robots Will Change Baseball.
Right. New technology is changing the game. We're going to talk about that today, so let's jump into our first reading.
The Next Pitch: How Robots Will Change Baseball. Baseball's strike zone is entering a new era. Is it a ball or a strike? Umpires often come under fire for mistaking one for the other. But help is on the way.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看名词 strike zone. Strike 是打击的意思， zone 是指地带或是区域。所以 strike zone 就是指好球带，是一个棒球术语。譬如 The pitcher aimed carefully for the strike zone, hoping Liam wouldn't hit the fastball coming toward him. 投手精准瞄准好球区，希望 Liam 打不到朝他飞来的快速球。 Strike 当动词的时候呢，也是指打击，而偏于动词 strike out 在棒球中是指三振出局。譬如Mia tried her best, but she still struck out when the pitcher threw three blazing fastballs. Mia 虽然尽了全力，但当投手投出三颗快速直球的时候，她还是被三振出局了。再来举个惯用语 ,in the zone, 意思呢是进入状态，也就是专注于某件事。譬如 ,Noah was completely in the zone.Solving math problems faster than anyone else in the class. Noah 完全进入状态，比班上任何人都更快地解出数学题。
New technology is changing the sport of baseball and potentially making it a bit more accurate. Let's talk about that.
All right, let's do that by getting right into our reading, friends. We see here...Baseball's strike zone is entering a new era. Now, when we're talking about a new era, we're talking about a new time period. Usually there's a big change going on.
Right, and that is happening with baseball. We see, is it a ball or a strike? Now, these are two words you really need to know to understand baseball.
When we see the word ball here, we're not talking about the physical ball that we throw. We're talking about a pitch that's thrown outside the strike zone that the batter doesn't swing at.
All right. For example, the umpire called the last pitch a ball. In baseball, after four balls, the batter gets to walk to first base.
We have another term here we need to know for talking about baseball, and it's the word strike.In baseball, this is a pitch that the batter misses. It's hit outside the ball field or it's thrown within the strike zone.
All right. So an umpire might yell out, "That was a strike." If a batter gets three strikes, he's out.
You just said another great baseball term there, Garrett. Why don't you tell us what this umpire is?
Okay, an umpire is an official who makes decisions in some sports. We usually use this term for baseball.
Right, and umpires call those balls and strikes.
All right, so we continue on. Umpires often come under fire for mistaking one for the other. Here we're talking about balls and strikes.
And this word mistaking means thinking something is wrong or is an error.
Right, for example, he is mistaking her for someone else he knows.
Okay, so you think one thing is something else that would be mistaking it for something else. So this is what's happening. Umpires are not able to tell the difference between balls and strikes sometimes.
Right, it's hard. The umpire is standing behind the batter and someone called the catcher. It's hard to tell exactly what a strike is.
Okay, but we read on here, friends, but help is on the way. So we have this problem already, but there seems to be a solution.
That's right, and we're going to learn more about it. Let's go to our next reading.
The next pitch, how robots will change baseball. Major League Baseball, MLB, plans to use the Automated Ball Strike System, or ABS, during the 2026 season. Often called a robot umpire, ABS reduces human error. Its cameras and tracking equipment determine whether a pitch is a ball or a strike. The home plate umpire will make the initial call for each pitch. ABS comes into play when a player challenges the umpire's decision. It will quickly confirm whether a pitch travels through the strike zone. Each team starts a game with two challenges.
Initial 意思呢是最初的或是开始的，譬如 During the initial stage of the project, Steve focused on gathering information and organizing his research. 在专案的初期阶段, Steve 专注于收集资料并整理他的研究内容。Initial 也可以当名词，常用复数形式 initials 意思是姓名的首字母。 例如, Vicky wrote her initials at the bottom of the form to confirm she understood the agreement. Vicky 在表格下方写下自己的姓名的缩写, 以确认她了解这份协议。跟initial 带有相同字根的另一个名词是 initiative, 意思是倡议或是新措施。譬如, The school launched a new initiative designed to help students develop stronger reading and writing habits. 该校推出了一项新计划，目的在帮助学生培养更扎实的阅读与写作习惯。So
it's hard for umpires to make the right decisions. But what if a robot could help?
Well, we read here, Major League Baseball, or MLB, plans to use the Automated Ball Strike System, or ABS, during the 2026 season. We see this word automated here, friends, and this means that something is done by machines without human help.
You might even say it's happening automatically. Here's another sentence with that word. The factory uses automated robots to build cars.
So we find out here that there is some kind of automated system that's going to help with this problem of not being able to tell balls from strikes.
Right, and this system has already been used at lower levels of baseball, and now it's coming to the biggest games.
Okay, so we read on here, this system, often called a robot umpire, ABS reduces human error.
Its cameras and tracking equipment determine whether a pitch is a ball or a strike.
And we read on, the home plate umpire will make the initial call for each pitch. We see another baseball term here, friends, home plate.
Right, sometimes it's called just home. That's that plate or a base that batters stand next to in baseball when they're getting ready to hit. And once they run around the bases and touch home plate, they score.
So we see here that home plate is used as an adjective to describe this umpire, the home plate umpire. So I'm guessing this is the umpire that stands behind home plate?
Exactly. And there are more than one umpire at the game.
Okay, I see. So here's how this system is going to work. That home plate umpire will make the first call for each pitch. ABS comes into play when a player challenges the umpire's decision.
All right, it comes into play. If something comes into play, it becomes important or useful, or you start using it.
Here's an example of how you can use comes into play in a sentence. Luck comes into play in many board games.
All right, let's continue. It will quickly confirm whether a pitch travels through the strike zone. That is very interesting.
Okay, so here's what's happening, friends. The umpire makes a call, but maybe some people think that call is incorrect. So then what happens is that this ABS can confirm what that pitch actually did.
To confirm something is to make sure that it's true or correct.
Here's an example. Confirm your flight time online. We also saw something interesting in the last sentence that I want to talk about for a minute because it is another sports term. We see that word challenge. And here it doesn't mean some type of obstacle or problem that you're trying to overcome. It kind of has the idea of arguing with someone.
A little bit. You see this term often if you watch American football. To challenge a decision made by a referee or an umpire is to put what they did into doubt. You're saying, that's not correct, let's try and confirm.
So what this ABS is doing is helping to confirm if that call was wrong or right.
Right. So we have one more sentence here. Each team starts a game with two challenges. So that lets us know that not every call will be given to this system. It's just a couple of them per game.
Oh, so you start the game with two challenges. You automatically get two times where you can say, I'm not sure if that was the right call.
Right, and I think it might increase if you're correct both times, or if the game goes on longer than expected.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, friends, we're not done talking about this topic yet, but right now it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? It's on the way. Ever dashed to the door, yelling back, pizza's on the way, while your stomach growls like a grumpy bear? Then the doorbell rings, ding, and the thing you've been waiting for arrives? That's on the way, capturing that exciting coming soon vibe, whether it's food, a friend, or even a big change. We use on the way to mean something is traveling toward you or happening soon. It can be literal, like a package zooming across town, or figurative, like success that's heading in your direction. The word way comes from old words for path or journey. Think of it as progress marching forward. Here's an example. The bus is on the way, so grab your backpack and wait at the stop. And another, good news. Rain is on the way to water the dry garden. Two similar phrases. Underway means something has started and is moving along. For example, the party preparations are underway with balloons everywhere. By the way is a casual add-on for extra info. For example, I love your new shoes. By the way, where did you get them? Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The next pitch, how robots will change baseball. ABS uses 12 high-speed cameras to track each pitch and judge whether it crosses the strike zone. Some people welcome a reduction in arguments, but others fear it could make baseball less exciting. But maybe not yet. ABS is not perfect, since it must be changed for every player batting depending on their height. So there's still a margin for error. One thing's for sure, with ABS, there's a new umpire in town.
Reduction, 意思是减少或是下降。 例如, the city saw a reduction in traffic after new public transportation routes were added last month. 上个月新增了大众运输路线后, 该市的交通流量有所下降。 它的形容词是 reductive, 意思是减少的或是过度简化的。 譬如, this issue is far more complex than your reductive argument portrays. 这个议题远比你那种过于简化的论点所描述的复杂得多。另外来学一个相关的动词, deduct, 意思呢是扣除或是减去。譬如, the cashier needed to deduct the discount manually because the system didn't apply it automatically. 收银员必须用手动的方式扣除折扣，因为系统没有自动套用。 今天的Language Lab就到这里，我们下次见喽。
So we know the ABS system is coming into play in the MLB, but how exactly does it work?
Let's find out here in the next part of our lesson, Garrett. We read here, ABS uses 12 high-speed cameras to track each pitch and judge whether it crosses the strike zone.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of these things. First of all, we saw the term high speed. If something is high speed, it's moving very quickly.
Right. For example, you might have ridden on a high-speed train before. These trains are faster than normal trains.
Exactly. And we have another term here. We've talked about it a couple of times already, but let's define it. It's the strike zone.
The strike zone is the area over home plate, and that's where strikes happen.
Right. For example, the pitch was in the strike zone. Generally, this is the width of home plate and the height from a batter's about their armpits here down to their knees.
So this means that that pitch was available for someone to hit it, correct?
Well, you can try and hit any pitch, but those ones are going to be easier.
I see. Okay, so we find out here how this ABS is working. It's using a lot of cameras, 12 to be exact, to track each pitch.
Right, and this comes off of a big push in MLB over the last 15 or so years. A system called StatCast came into play, putting all these cameras in the stadium to track all sorts of things and get a lot of stats.
So these cameras were already in the stadium. Now we're just using a different type of automated system to put those cameras into use?
It might be new cameras specifically for this system, but the idea is not new.
I see. That makes a lot of sense. All right, well, let's find out how people are responding to this new system. Some people welcome a reduction in arguments, but others fear it could make baseball less exciting.
Right. Of course, when people disagree with a call on the field, sometimes fights can even happen. Reducing that could be a good thing, but it takes away from some of the drama.
I'm going to say something a little controversial now, Garrett. Sometimes when I watch baseball games, I do feel a little bored.
A lot of people feel that way. The game has sped up in recent years, but maybe for some people, it's just not their sport.
Of course, when someone actually hits the ball and people start running around the bases, that is fun to watch, but sometimes you have to wait a long time before that happens.
Right. Whereas for me, in sports where things are constantly moving, like basketball or soccer, I just feel like nothing matters all that much. It's all just constant movement.
That makes a lot of sense. So I can see why this ABS could be a good thing, but some people might feel that it's a bad thing.
Right. Well, we continue, but maybe not yet. ABS is not perfect since it must be changed for every player batting depending on their height.
Oh, that's a lot of adjustments that will need to be made. Let's talk about that term depending on, friends. This is changing based on something else.
Let's try and use that in another sentence. Your plans might change depending on the day's weather.
So all of these players are at different heights. That means that a ball or a strike would be different based on their size, right?
Absolutely. The strike zone is going to be a different size.
I see. Okay, so we read on, there's still a margin for error. This is a great phrase for you to know, friends. First, let's define that word margin.
Okay, a margin is like a small amount or a difference.
Here's an example. He won by a narrow margin. We also often see this word margin used with the word error, a margin of error, or a margin for error. That means that we're allowing a certain amount of space that things could be wrong.
Right, these things are not perfect, but of course, real live umpires definitely aren't perfect either.
That's a good point. We read on here, one thing is for sure, with ABS, there's a new umpire in town.
Right, that is the robot umpire, or the ABS system.
So, I don't know, Garrett, do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing? I don't really watch baseball enough to have an opinion on it.
And I don't have super strong opinions. I think it will really come into play during crucial moments, maybe like in a championship game, when it's important to get something right.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you don't want to be the umpire that makes a call that might be a little wrong, and it gets challenged, especially when it's at a crucial point in the game.
And that definitely has happened before in baseball history. Well, friends, what do you think? Think about this, talk about it in English, and now we're going to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 come under fire 这个片语，它的原意是遭受炮火攻击，现在多用来表示受到批评或抨击。如果想要强调遭受抨击的方式或频率，可以搭配副词 publicly 公开的 ，repeatedly 不断的，或是 come under fire 受到批评。如果想要强调批评的程度，也可以搭配形容词 heavy。来看一个例句 ：The company came under heavy fire for its unfair policy。这个公司因为它不公平的政策而遭到猛烈的抨击。
Friends, we've reached the end of our lesson today, and that means it's time for a talk about it question. Here we go.What other sports might be improved by having a robot umpire?
Now, Anne-Marie, I feel like this is a difficult question to answer because all the sports I can think of at the professional level already had kind of a video review system like this.
Yeah, that's a really good point. What came to my mind first was a game like badminton or tennis, where it's very crucial to know if the ball lands outside of the boundary lines. But I think those systems are already in place.
I know tennis does. I don't know about badminton. And yes, it comes into play because those balls are moving so fast.
Exactly. So what do you think, friends? Are there other sports that could use a system like this?
Or maybe other kinds of competitions. We can have a video replay system for the spelling bee.
Yeah, or maybe some type of sport where fouls are a common thing. Although I do think there are video systems for that as well.
Right. But of course, there are positives and negatives to this. If you're constantly reviewing things, it really slows down the game.
For sure. But what do you think, friends? Are you a baseball fan? Do you think baseball is being improved by ABS, or do you think it's better to have a real live umpire?
Think about that. Maybe go out and watch a game and talk about it in English.
That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts
a lifetime.